This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 26, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Another airliner is down. At least 68 people have died in the crash of an iTech Air 737 owned by the Kyrgyz carrier iTech Air and operated by Iran Osman Airlines. The plane went down near Manas International Airport near Kyrgyzstan's capital of Bishkek. 90 people were reported on board. 22 survivors are reported by media in the area. The flight was bound for Mashhad, Iran. Airport officials say the crew reported a technical problem 10 minutes into the flight. The aircraft was in the process of returning to the field when it went down. There's no word yet on a possible cause. iTech Air was banned from operating in European airspace July 24th over safety concerns. A solar-powered, unmanned aerial vehicle called the Zephyr has raised the bar in a big way. The craft flew for 82 hours, 37 minutes late last month over the U.S. Army's Yuma Proving Ground in Arizona. That blows away the Global Hawk's best of 30 hours, 24 minutes, and even Zephyr's previous best of 54 hours achieved last year. The U.K. Ministry of Defense has funded development of the Zephyr. The U.S. Department of Defense funded the demonstration flight. The Zephyr is made of carbon fiber and launched by hand. In daylight, it flies on solar power generated by amorphous silicon solar arrays no thicker than sheets of paper that cover the aircraft's wings. At night, it runs on rechargeable lithium sulfur batteries. The flight at Yuma happened July 28th through the 31st in temperatures as high as 113 degrees Fahrenheit. In the quest to save fuel and shave every possible ounce of weight from their aircraft, airlines have tried everything from charging extra for checked bags to jettisoning in-flight entertainment systems. Now, Air Canada's regional affiliate, Jazz, has rearranged its routes along the east coast slightly to stay always within 50 nautical miles of the shoreline. That allows the airline to save weight on its planes by removing life vests. So now, when the flight attendant reminds you that your seat cushion can be used as a flotation device in the event of a water landing, you'd better pay attention. It'll be your only flotation device. On a typical 75-seat aircraft, removing the life vests will save an estimated 85 pounds. Given the headlines this year about airworthiness directives and missed safety inspections and all the union rhetoric, you might think airline safety in the U.S. was in bad shape. But the International Civil Aviation Organization, a United Nations agency that oversees international civil aviation, gave the U.S. a score of 91 out of 100 in a new safety audit released on Monday. FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill says the score, quote, validates our system's approach to safety. The results show that our priorities are in the right place, unquote. The U.S. score, which was well above the global average of 56, reflected U.S. compliance with over 9,500 international safety standards. The team of ICAO auditors interviewed technical experts and conducted site visits to government and industry facilities to assess safety oversight. The Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program was established by ICAO in 1995 at the urging of the United States. It provides authorities throughout the world valuable information on the overall health and effectiveness of their airspace systems. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Russia ignores the Georgian ceasefire agreement. Pilot union rhetoric threatens scaring passengers away. And an NTSB team is headed for Guatemala. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear comments to an Oshkosh audience from FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.